It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the new True Choice offer. If you buy Pioneer brand seed, you can earn Corteva cash. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Sure Start 2, Culex, Durango DMA, Classic.
More than 100 crop protection products.
Enserve, Ever Pre-X.
That's what's available to you through the all-new True Choice offer from Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont.
Approach Prima, Sonic.
It's an offer simpler than saying all these names in 60 seconds.
Trivance, Realm Q.
Just buy Pioneer brand seed and Corteva cash is immediately put into your True Choice account at your crop protection retailer. No waiting, no rebate. Then you can put that Corteva cash towards more than 100 crop protection herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, and stabilizers. And as you can hear, there are a lot of options for you.
Open Sky, Elevore.
With True Choice, the only hard part is figuring out which of these products you want.
Perfect Match, Resicor, Instinct.
Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
Well, the outgoing mayor of Chicago wants to legalize recreational marijuana. That's one way Rahm Emanuel wants to address a growing pension fund crisis in the nation's third largest city. He'll make the proposals today to the city council in Chicago. Then you have the governor of New York getting ready a plan to legalize recreational marijuana in that state. It's already allowed in California, so if these efforts are successful, the weed would be readily available in each of the nation's three largest cities. From This Week in Agribusiness, it was an important day for farmers yesterday. With Senate passage of the Farm Bill and EPA action on the Waters of the United States issue, the Trump administration moved to back off those federal regulations of waterways and wetlands. It makes good on Donald Trump's campaign pledge to loosen the water rules put in place by President Obama, rules opposed by farmers, developers, oil, gas, and mining executives, and other industry executives, too. One federal official said the scaling back of the federal oversight recognizes and respects the primary authority of the states over the waterways. The National FFA Convention, one of the biggest in the state of Indiana, will stay there for many years, 13 years, in fact. Inside Indiana Business reports that Atlanta was also trying to woo the FFA convention. What was that thing on the radar the other night over southern Illinois and western Kentucky? It looked like it could have been precipitation on a very clear night in that region. Now some theories have surfaced that it might have been military chaff from a training exercise. Now that's debris that is released from an airplane in flight that can jam a radar. One pilot reported that's what it was, released from a C-130, but media checks with military installations at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and Scott Air Base in Illinois yielded no confirmation that that blip came from a military plane. So for now, the mystery remains unanswered. What's that? It might have been Santa practicing? Oh, so maybe it was Claus, not chaff. Sounds good to me. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by the new True Choice offer from Pioneer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.